Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farming can be stressful even on the best days. Last March, when COVID-19 hit, farmers and ranchers got a big load of stress on top of all the issues in farming we are already used to dealing with. Few of us thought back then that we'd still be in the midst of a global pandemic 10 months later. There's an old joke about the light at the end of the tunnel being the train coming at you. It sure can feel that way some days, but I remain hopeful that we will continue to get through these challenges together. At Farm Bureau, we want farmers and ranchers to know they are not alone when stress takes its toll. When we started focusing our attention on rural stress and mental health more than 2 years ago, we knew these were important matters on the farm, but we had no idea what was coming. Even without the lost markets and income as a result of the pandemic adding to farmers' stress, we had already been facing trade disruptions, extreme weather events, labor shortages, and the list goes on. It can be hard to admit when everything is not okay, but it makes a world of difference to reach out and share that burden with your friends and family. In February 2020, Farm Bureau expanded the reach and impact of our work in addressing stress and mental health issues in farming and rural communities with the Farm State of Mind campaign from Bayer. This campaign has given us a broader platform to highlight the importance of good mental health on a national scale. It's so important for farmers, ranchers, and everyone in rural communities to understand the sources of stress and be willing to talk about it. Through our Farm State of Mind outreach, we're helping people recognize the warning signs of stress, encouraging conversations, and providing resources to help farm and ranch families and rural communities. Last month, AFBF conducted a national poll to find out how the pandemic is impacting farmers and ranchers' mental health, and it confirmed the need for support is real. 2 in 3 farmers and farm families said the pandemic has impacted their mental health, and younger rural adults were more likely than older rural adults to say it has impacted their mental health a lot. Farmers and farm employees were more likely than rural adults as a whole to have experienced feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge during the pandemic. And the percentage of farmers and farm employees who said social isolation impacts mental health increased 22%. Since our last poll in April 2019, and a significant finding given the long hours many work alone on the farm. As farmers and ranchers, we can be proud of our resilience. We get up every day, do the work that needs to be done, and just keep going no matter what. But sometimes the qualities that make us such good farmers make it very hard for us to ask for help when we are under too much stress. We've all seen this firsthand, but it doesn't have to be this way. It's okay not to be okay, and you don't have to go through it alone. If you or someone you know is struggling emotionally or has concerns about their mental health, please visit the Farm State of Mind website at farmstateofmind.org, where you can find crisis hotlines, treatment locators, tips for helping someone in emotional pain, ways to start a conversation, and resources for managing stress, anxiety, or depression. We all know farmers help farmers, and this past year has been no exception. In 2021, let's all resolve to look out even more for our friends, families, and neighbors, watch for warning signs of stress that we may see in them, and offer a helping hand. No matter what comes our way, there's hope and help in our Farm Bureau family and in our rural communities because we are truly stronger together. On January 19th, USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service published the final version of the rule clarifying regulations for the production of hemp in the United States. The 2018 Farm Bill legalized the production of hemp as an agricultural commodity and removed it from the list of controlled substances. In October 2019, USDA released the text of its interim final rule for regulations establishing a domestic hemp production program. Since this was an interim final rule, it went into effect immediately upon being published in the Federal Register. Many agricultural organizations, including AFBF, submitted comments on the interim final rule by the January 2020 deadline. In its final rule, USDA incorporated some of the suggestions that came in through the various comment periods and applied some of the lessons learned over the previous few years of growing hemp. Several of these changes will ease the regulatory burden on hemp farmers as they become effective on March 22nd. The 2021 Governmental Affairs Leadership Conference will not take place in person. However, Illinois Farm Bureau is aware the conference is an opportunity for members to get updates on our program of work and our legislative and regulatory agenda for the coming year. We will be having three virtual sessions, approximately 1 hour in length, covering the final areas. On February 16th, federal and state legislative agenda. On February 17th, the local government engagement will be covered. And on February 18th, regulatory and environmental issues. All sessions will be held virtually from noon to 1 p.m., and the legislative reception will not occur this year. Registration is open and free. Contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571 to register. A link allowing access to the sessions will be sent to all participants each morning of the conference. Sessions will be recorded and available for later viewing and will be delivered by Illinois Farm Bureau Governmental Affairs and Commodities staff. Illinois Farm Bureau will be hosting virtual Rules for the Road Transportation seminars for its members in 2021. These seminars will focus on transportation laws and regulations as they pertain to the agricultural industry. Rodney Knittle, Illinois Farm Bureau Assistant Director of Transportation and Infrastructure, along with enforcement professionals, will discuss new and old trucking rules and regulations and how they pertain specifically to farmers. The online meeting dates will be available for Macoupin County on February 23rd at 9:30 a.m. or February 25th at 6:30 p.m. Farmers can register with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571 or email us at mcfb@frontiernet.net to participate. Pre-registration is required and it is free to attend. Participants who register before February 15th will receive a new Illinois Rules for the Road handbook before the meeting. For more information, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering a $1,500, a $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2021-22 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school ag instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office, by telephone, or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 26th, and questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.